Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Call the show.
I almost pooped my pants this morning, and I really don't dislike, Tiny Tim.
402-466-3776.
I should stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know. Probably like four times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Welcome back to Greggeth and Hooks on Lincoln Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5 1480. Hey, real quick, I got to bring up and I got to shout out Pius X.
Getting it done.
State championship. And what was this kid's name?
His last name is Jablowski.
Jablowski.
Woo!
At the end of the game, did you see what he did? Tell me what you think of this.
I got a video. I should post it.
It's awesome. This kid, he's a senior, right?
Senior.
He's going to be a walk-on tight end at Nebraska.
Yeah.
Jablowski. Mm-hmm. Sounds like a walk-on tight end, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Towards the end of the game, no one's guarding him. They're up by how many points?
I want to say 10.
10, probably. It's in like double overtime or something.
10.
They're about to win the state title. He points at the hoop. No one's guarding him.
He gives the okay from his bench.
It.
Double. Two-hand.
And he two-hand dunks it.
Yeah.
And the crowd starts booing. People are all mad. I think they booed him when he cut down the nets.
They booed him when he cut down the nets. They did it all.
Wow.
Can I have a take on this real quick?
No, yeah. Go ahead and
quit being soft.
Jam it, man.
What is wrong with you people? It's their job to stop him.
Listen.
If I could dunk, by God, I would do it at the end of a game every time.
Absolutely.
Especially if it's in the
state championship.
Championship.
To win the championship.
You're on your way out.
Overtime.
Like, you're on your end, by the way. Set up. You're on your end. Your students, by the way, full student section on that end. Your players, your crowd's up. Oh, yeah.
No,
you finished.
Quit being soft,
you
people.
Finish.
You
just finish.
And do this.
And he did, too. Two-handed.
Two-handed
home.
Dunk. Yeah. That just tells me Nebraska's getting a tight end with some ups.
Heck, yeah.
Send it home, baby.
It annoys me so much in this world. It's like whenever a team is blowing the doors off of some other team, and it's a youth game or a college game, they're like, was it nice of them to run up the score? You're not running up the score. Your job is to score.
And it was only 10 points.
It doesn't matter.
Time.
Your job is to score. But these guys were so mad that he went and, it's poor sportsmanship.
There's so many takes on it, but whatever.
There are times where it's okay to showboat a little bit, and there are times when there is sportsmanship to be had. And this was a time to showboat.
Oh, state title.
State title.
Line. You got it in hand.
Last name, Jablowski.
You're putting your crowd like on. Yeah, it's awesome.
All of it's good.
We were there. I have an idea. It was awesome.
Quit being soft, people. Jiminy Christmas. Like, this is great. He's got a little bit of a killer edge to him. I'm good. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna end up probably doing something well in the business, and it's going to be because he showboats a little bit. Because he worked hard to get there, and then when he got there, he celebrated. Nothing wrong with that.
Can I tell you what's crazy? So I attended a lot of games in the last 4 days down there, 3 days of basketball down there. Mesmerized, by the way, that one all the teams and their fans in the city of Lincoln on how well they put on a state basketball tournament.
Oh,
incredible.
Yeah,
I was there. Gosh, we got
great down there.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. I watched Thursday. I went to Devaney, watched an afternoon game at Devaney. Awesome scene what they've done at Devaney. But Friday got down there a little early. Kids were off school. Took the two orders down with their buddy. Right.
Yep.
No, I had the kids, and went down. I was amazed by the fact that we walked in about 9 o'clock, sat down for the first game, and the lower bowl completely full.
Yeah.
Completely full. The 2 o'clock, I think Pius was the 2 o'clock game. I'm guessing like 8,000, 9,000. It was crazy.
Was it? Okay, so because you're from Kelowna.
Yep.
North Kelowna. Was it like that there where if you guys, for your state basketball, you traveled as a whole town and stuff?
No. The smaller towns, but it was a bigger city like Charlotte. It's like there's so many different high schools. It wasn't. No.
Yeah.
This is another unique thing about Nebraska, I think.
It's awesome.
Well, and football's a big thing here, but I think state basketball is easily, slowly growing to be the top, engaged sport.
Like, the only thing that I can maybe picture it, like, or relate it to, is like state football, like down in Texas at those schools. The crowds that they get and the fill in the arenas.
No, you
and stuff,
shut down entire towns. Like, if you want to rob a town blind, just see if their team is in the state basketball tournament and when they're playing.
I was impressed. Because
you could probably
impressed.
Go house to house and just work your way around.
Yeah.
It's like Home Alone style.
Just from the staff outside, the parking, the situations inside, and because those aren't easy things to do, because obviously there are sections of during games, right, where your team is.
Mm-hmm.
And then after each game, they've got to move people out because they only clear the arena a couple times where it's completely cleaned out, right? Yeah. And you got to go back in. I mean, but the way that the staff would flow people out and then the next team would go sit, it was incredible.
How was the – you went on Thursday to the matchup of Tim Miles Husker recruits, right?
I did not. I was at Devaney. I was at Devaney watching. I was with Kuby watching his town of Ogallala play.
Oh, nice. Ogallala. Yeah, the I'm curious. Did you see? You like this kid? Bill's been championing this kid from was it Pius?
Charlie Easley, man.
Easley, you think he should be?
I think the kid can play. I think he's a steal for someone. I don't think he's getting enough attention. Probably just based on size. I think he's 6 foot.
Yeah,
but can flat out shoot. He's got the instinct.
You're not being a Pius homer,
nope.
Are you?
Nope. I'm telling you, he had a pretty good
because I know your
tournament.
Kid's already in.
The other night,
are they? They're going to Pius?
Huh? Yeah, they'll go to Pius for sure. And then, geez.
You just judged him so bad.
I know. I just got the judgmental
eyes. Did you see the judgy?
But I think this kid's not getting enough attention,
listen,
by the
here's
way.
Here's the deal. Pius is like Scut in Omaha is another one where you
they
just.
They played,
nobody
by
likes,
the way.
Nobody likes
that
him.
Was the.
Nobody likes
that
him.
Was the semifinal matchup.
Yeah,
by the
Omaha
way.
Scut. I can tell you, having played sports at Papillion La Vista.
Not your not
Omaha
fans.
Scut. Not amongst my favorite schools in the world. Still hate him.
But again. Not enough tension. He had 25-12 in the championship.
The biggest thing I got wasn't from the kid dunking from Pius, but that he just plays for Pius. Apparently, you guys are hated.
That was it. That's all right. State title. Back at Pius.
Yeah, and your, Class B.
I love watching your
with
kid.
With a Class A schedule.
Your kid
that's all right.
Is all in, and I love it.
Where
that's
was
fun.
East at? Did East play? Nope. Moving on.
Not. They don't make Class B.
No, they don't
that's
make Class
true.
A
they
either.
Were not in the Class
They don't make
B.
Class A either.
Back after this.